816 to the 415. I'll tell you something that I never told nobody. I don't work for kicks now. I don't make me any money. No. And if you ask me why, you'd probably be surprised. I've been writing songs, singing alone, going try that on for size. Your podcast radio. Tell everyone you know. From in between and coast to coast. You listen to that Good Buddy Show. You listen to that Good Buddy Show.
Good butter, good butter, good butter, good butter, good butter. There's no better butter. 616 over and out.
Good Butter Radio. I am your host. My name is Reach. Thank you all for joining the show once again. As I say at the top of every show, subscribe to the show if you have not done so already. You can do that on the website, which is goodbutter.podomatic.com. Feel free also to go to iTunes or any other podcatcher. You can do that there as well. I appreciate your presence. If you have any suggestions, any song requests, any concerns, any information you want me to know about, any show announcements, any releases, please send all that information to fudgefactorysounds@gmail.com. I'll be happy to take a look at it, and if it fits within what we're trying to do with the show for that given month, we'll try to get it on. I show love. Y'all know how I do. So send me whatever you have. Also, artists, if you're interested in being featured in the artist feature section of the podcast, you're more than welcome to submit tracks. No tracks are promised to anyone. We don't guarantee that you'll actually make it on the show, but you're more than welcome to submit. There's no political process involved in getting you on. It's just more about vibes and whether or not it matches up with the textures of everything else we've received over the course of that month. So with all of that business out of the way, thank you again for joining us. It is a Saturday night, and we are a couple hours shy of the Deep Thinkers Make It Quake release party, which is being held at the Riot Room. You'll hear an advertisement for that later on in the show. Gentlemen, I apologize that I wasn't able to get it on earlier this month to have really given it a chance to have brought people out. But you will hear that later in the show. They'll get into more details. But it's a Saturday night. We're 2 weeks into November. We're wrapping this year up. Just as a reminder, this is one of the last couple shows coming up before our 1 year anniversary here on Good Butter. For those of you who've been following the show, I appreciate everybody who's done that over the course of our run. That's coming up, and we're going to have something really special working on the anniversary show, so I hope you all will tune in for that. That'll be in December, or possibly in January. The schedule's a little off because the show was late. My apologies to all of the listeners, everybody who's really digging and following the show. I apologize for the show being late. Things happen. I'm a busy dude. Cut me some slack. I appreciate y'all anyway, because you don't have to be listening to what I'm talking about. So with that said, let me talk about what this month's show is going to be about. This month, we decided to do a girl power show. And all of the contributions that we've received for this month's show have come from female artists that I'm either personally friends with or those who I appreciate what they do musically. So, first of all, the woman of the house this time is Madam E. She's a DJ, formerly of Kansas City. So everything that you hear throughout the course of the show is being put together by her. Also, we have artist feature section that contains music from Fiza, who is a vocalist. It also contains music from Iman Williams, who's also a vocalist. So Good Butter does not discriminate. We don't just do hip-hop around here. So if you're a vocalist and you're dope, please, by all means, send me music to the address, fudgefactorysounds@gmail.com. So you're going to hear a little bit of that. We also have a very special guest for an interview, Miss Reno, who is the head of Artistry Unlimited. You've heard her artists on the show over the last 2 months, Overkill and Below. Now you'll get a chance to actually hear from the brains behind that operation, if you will. Very happy to have her on. She's a very busy lady, so appreciative of her time. You'll hear some other dope stuff. You'll also hear a mix coming up from Madam E later on in the show. That's what it is. We're going to get into the artist feature section. First of all, let me apologize ahead of time. There is no Reach Music feature section this month. It's just the artist and our special guest. We'll get back on that next month. Sit tight. We'll catch you on the other side of this interview. Good Butter Radio is back. Accept no imitations. Yeah.
won't you, if you don't hold me back?
There's plenty fishes in the sea
that I could get just like that.
Boy, what do you want now? I hope you're packing up your things. We have nothing to discuss.
You're already making lame excuses.
I know, and you know too. This here is already through. Cause when you stepped out on me, you made your choice to leave. Yeah.
Keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. gave up hope of finding something real. Just the moment you walked in, now I don't wanna run. I wanna take my side. I'm with you for the ride. That's right or die. That's right or die. That's right or die. That's right or die.
Majestic as my name is.
Get it, Chum Son. Yeah. Good Butter is back. The artist feature section. We had two artists for you this month. Let me recap them tracks. First up, we had Iman Williams. The first track of two tracks. She did the first two. First one was called Awesome. Second track was called Just Like That. Both of which were produced by Planet Mohawk. I'd like to thank Iman for submitting. She's working with a good friend of mine named Bus Crates, producer out of Pennsylvania. And they have a really, really, really dope project. So I'm very excited about that. Shout out to Bus Crates, that's my man. The last two tracks in the artist feature section were by Fiza, another vocalist, and the first track of her two was called Keep On Pushing, the last of which being Ride or Die, and both were produced by Zed Bias. Shout out to Iman Williams and Fiza for submitting this month. I appreciate you both, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to collaborate with you both. I know I've at least voiced that desire with Fiza. Me and Amon haven't really talked about that, but we chat every now and again. So check them out. Look them up online. Iman Williams, that's I-M-A-N Williams. Fiza is F-Y-Z-A. So please look them up online. I believe they're both on MySpace and Twitter, respectively. So if you like what you heard, please, by all means, support what they're doing. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with me lately. I made a very special announcement a couple of days ago on Facebook as well as through email. And that announcement goes a little something like this. Yours truly, Reach, was recently adopted, embraced, and inducted into a collective called Beat Fanatic. And if you're not familiar, Beat Fanatic is a dope assortment of DJs and producers and MCs from all over the globe. And it's just, the lineup is crazy. There's Slop Funk Dust, Illmind, Nicolay, De La, K of the Foundation, Kev Brown, Roddy Rod, Obsidian Blue, Superstition, Cam Moyer, Redmatic, Rick Marvel, M Phases, Decap, Mr. Lift, Acrobatic, Self-Titled, my man Spawn from Florida. The list goes on and on and on. Very, very blessed and pleased to be a part of that crew and a part of that family. Family being a better way to describe what Beat Fanatic is. And I'm honored that Slop and Spawn saw fit for me to be a part of that. And grateful to them fellas, and you'll be hearing some stuff from me. I've already worked with a wide range of Beat Fanatic producers already, so I'm very familiar with them, and some of them are very familiar with me, so really excited about that. Just wanted to share that with y'all. I'm excited about that, and hopefully there will be more news and something more to share on the show. I will be featuring the works of some of the Beat Fanatic fam on the show over the coming months, so you'll get a chance to get familiar with these artists that I just mentioned to you. In addition to that, still doing the fall session with my kids. We're doing the hip-hop class. We're recording. Actually, over the last 2 weeks, we've been recording, and the kids were able to record some really dope songs. I'm very, very impressed with how quickly they've assimilated this information and processed it. I think I'm going to do that as well coming up here. I'm going to feature some songs that my classes have created, so you'll know that I'm not just woofing on here. I actually do teach a class, and there is something tangible to show for that. So you'll be hearing some of that too. There's always so much stuff to go on here, Good Butter. But listen, y'all sit tight, relax, enjoy the rest of the show. Right now, we're going to get into that Miss Reno interview, Artistry U. Check out artistryu.net. Good Butter.
Brother of Moses. Yeah, that's right. We back at you again, making it quake. October 27th, the album drops everywhere, all places. November 14th, we're gonna be bringing you a live show. It's the Make It Quake release party with your brethren, the Deep Thinkers, Reggie B, Miles Bonnie, Reach. Yeah, that's right, got you banging that Good Butter, and the legendary hip hop godfather, Chief Rocker, Busy B, in full effect. November 14th, please come out. It's on, y'all. That's right, peace.
Good Butter Radio your man Reach, and we have a very special guest. She is second in principle, but first to actually appear on the show. First female guest in the Good Butter run. Welcome, Miss Reno, to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let's jump right into the interview. I've talked about you over the last two shows. We've talked about artists that you represent through your company, Artistry Unlimited, Artists Below, and Supergroup Overkill. We've heard from them recently over the last 2 months. So tell me, Miss Reno, what it is exactly that you do.
What I do for my artists, that is a long list. I promote shows for them. I try to get them booked on shows. I try to get their name out there as much as I can, get them on interviews. I maintain a lot of their accounts on these social networks. I handle their finances and things of that nature. So what I like to try to do for my artists, per se, is to allow them to be artists. And that's it.
So if I could assign a definition to what it is you do, would you call yourself a manager?
Yes.
And the company that you have, Artistry Unlimited, is that an extension of your management, or is that a hub for the management and the artists that you work with?
It's a hub of where both of my artists are under this hub, as well as my management company.
Okay, if I could dial it back, let's talk about the beginning stages of this process. How did you get to this point that you decided this was something you wanted to do, and what were the initial stages of that?
I started out as an artist, then I got into promoting. Took a couple years off from that, and the founder of Overkill, he approached me and asked me to assist with getting a couple of shows booked. And it started out as just me promoting for Overkill. Then I was approached to become their manager. And I like what they do. I have a lot of confidence in them as artists. So I decided to go ahead and take on that role as their manager. And Below shortly came after that, after he saw a lot of what I was doing for Overkill.
Before we talk more about where you are currently, let's go back to the part about you arranging shows. Where did that part begin?
That part began when I was, like I said, I was just an artist to begin with, and I was approached by a group that will remain nameless that was trying to get shows. They were trying to get a record release party, and a lot of venues wasn't really allowing them to book with me. And so I approached a couple of venues and ran across the Hurricane, which is now the Liar Room. The Hurricane gave us a show because I contacted them, and because of the way that I did contact them. And it seemed fairly easy for me to get that show at the Hurricane. So when we had the show at the Hurricane, we approached them with another date, and then another date, and another date. And it became routine that we had 2 to 3 shows booked at the Hurricane. And I became a promoter for Heat Advisory Records.
So after the Heat Advisory situation, well, first of all, how did you transition from being an artist to being someone that worked with artists on a more managerial basis?
Well, I think it was along the lines when I was doing the promotion for Heat Advisory Records. I say that they were looking to get, before Heat Advisory Records was born, it was this group, and they couldn't get shows. And I'm not a sympathy type of person, I'm a solution type of person, so I tried to find a solution. I actually like being on the back end of the business a lot better than being on the front end. I like to assist people to accomplish their goals, to be able to see their dreams come to fruition. I'm a giver. So with me promoting, it was I learned a lot from promoting and learned a lot about the business. And Overkill was actually the first group that I started to manage.
Hip-hop is a very male-dominated business, even on the smallest and lowest levels. Did it ever occur to you that maybe this career choice or this desire to be in the business in this way would make your journey more difficult?
Me knowing about the business from an artist standpoint, I knew it would be difficult. At some point, it can be very difficult when you're dealing with the artists themselves. But when you're dealing with people on the business aspect of it, I find that a lot of people would rather do business with a woman because their egos aren't necessarily in the way. So it can ride both ways.
With those things in mind, how is it that you conduct your business on a day-to-day basis that de-emphasizes the fact that you are a woman and maybe neutralizes some of the difficulties that that brings along with it?
I guess I would say that I am strictly business. Until I really, now there are some of my clients that I do have a friendship with. However, I'm to begin with to get that, to get my foot in the door and for you to understand that this is a business situation. I'm strictly business.
With everything in mind that you're currently doing, what is the end goal? What is it that you're working on with the two artists that you have currently?
Overkill, they're working on two projects. One is a mixtape called Your Hope Is. The other is their album, Divide and Conquer. And, of course, my end goal is to get them signed, to get them a major deal. They were just newly formed last year, and we're really starting from the ground up to build their name, to get their following, and things of that nature. So I thought going into it that it was going to be rather difficult, but because of their extreme talent, it's not as difficult as I would have thought. But of course, my end goal is to get them signed as well as Below, and I have a lot of faith in him and his talent, and he is so different from Overkill. And he's working on his mixtape, which is called Shut Up and Get Hot, and then his album Full Circle. And of course, like I said, I want to see them with a major deal.
What is the next step for Reno on your own terms?
The next step for me, I would probably say, is to really build Artistry Unlimited and make it what the three of us, meaning me, Overkill and Below, really had in mind for the company, and that is to make it a hub. I deal with a lot of artists, a lot of photographers, a lot of graphic artists, a lot of producers in the city, and a lot of people are afraid, or not necessarily afraid, but don't want to go directly to this artist or go directly to this photographer because egos are in the way. And I would like for Artistry Unlimited to act as that hub so that we can bring a lot more structure to the city. Because I think that that is one thing that Kansas City is lacking. We have a lot of artists, we have a lot of rappers, but we don't have structure. And I would really like to see Artistry Unlimited get off the ground and be what the original goal was when we formed it.
Okay, so here's the opportunity now for the shameless plug. Tell artists who might be looking for representation, or just people who are fans of the music, or people who may already be familiar with the two groups you work with, tell them how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in touch with the artists that you work with, website, emails, anything of that nature.
You can reach us, any one of us, at Miss Reno at artistryu.net, Overkill at artistryu.net, and Below at artistryu.net. Our website is artistryu.net. The Overkill MySpace page is myspace.com/overkillTheClick, and then Below is myspace.com/BelowKC.
So that's the full story. I want to thank you for being kind enough to come on the show. We will be looking for more contributions to this show from Artistry Unlimited moving forward. Again, thank you and good luck to you.
Right now, you're checking out Good Butter Radio.
Yeah. Madam E on the mix. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Shout out to my man, Mass Appeal, who has recently departed Kansas City shores back to Jacksonville, Florida. Good to have my man here for a while. Had a chance to really build and catch up on old times and hang out. Did some shows together. That felt good. On the other side of the interview, again, want to thank Ms. Reno for being gracious enough to sit down with Good Butter and myself to talk a little bit about who she is and what it is that she's doing with her company and also with her artist. I don't know that she's looking for more artists, but I know she's excellent in her representation of those artists. I can vouch for that personally, having been close to what she's doing with the two artists that have previously been on the show that I mentioned, Overkill and Below. So artistryu.net. Check it out. See what it's all about. You can keep up with the groups there. You can also get in touch with Miss Reno there. That's that. Want to talk a little bit about a show that went on last night, Friday, November 13th at Scion Lab. The show was called A Night of Live Hip Hop, and it was with a band called Mouth. And basically the idea is, or was rather, that they played live music. They learned the songs of each artist that participated. The artists involved were Dutch Newman, Reach, Godson, Swayzer Blaze, Grass Nasty. Who am I forgetting? The Phantom. And also we had some special guests. Joe Cool was in the building. But basically the idea was live music. They learned our songs and we performed them live. It was a crazy energy that I think we need more of here in the local scene. So hopefully we'll see more of that. And Mouth is really trying to endear themselves to the hip-hop community. So please, if you get a chance, look up Mouth, the band in Kansas City. They're a very, very dope band. Two guitars, drums, keys. These fellas are nice. They did a rendition of Radio Love that was so disgusting that people went nuts when it came on yesterday. And haven't had that kind of energy for a song in a long time. It was crazy. You missed out if you wasn't there, but you'll have several opportunities to see them going forward. Mouth is going to be out on the scene and they're planning to do the same kind of show with other artists. So if you're so inclined, MCs, get up with Mouth and introduce yourself and see if maybe you can collaborate with them in the future. I have something very special planned with them for next year. Something very, very special. And I'll keep you guys posted about that. Don't want to spill the beans on that yet. I know it always seems like I got secrets, don't I? You know, I just don't like talking about stuff until it's ready. Until it's on the horizon. It's not quite there yet, so I'm not going to speak on that too much. I want to take some time out to give a shout out to Mac Lethal and Black Clover Radio, which is 96.5 FM. Black Clover Radio comes on every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I believe. Recently, he's made a big push to support local artists, and he's accepting submissions from any local artist. He does have certain parameters for what may or may not make the show, but just wanted to give a shout out to Mac Lethal for doing that. It's his radio show, so he could do his own music throughout the entire show along with Soul Crates and his other artists. And he's graciously offered that opportunity up to Kansas City Hip Hop. So big shouts to that. Shouts to HipHopKC.com. We're going to get into our very special guest, Madam E, the woman of the house. Let her hands talk to y'all. Good Butter Radio. We'll be back.
Good Butter Radio. without you here. I keep praying for your warmth to come, and it's not fair that I'm not meant to be your only one. So what must I really do in this situation? Must I beg and plead for you? Well, that's not my style, no, no. Got to find some other way with you, 'cause I like you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And even in your dark, such beauty I see in you and everything you are. All your dogs.
I'm fresh man, tux, half laced up, white tips, turn up, comb, print tongue on the outside, scarf around the red fringe.
Buy a head check, yeah. Wanna come and check me. But no, hope not she, since she cannot see me. How can this be?
Walk at the front in the flash, ride home, now Melrose, man, I hope she wanna step inside.
Ride so smooth and sleek, it can't be denied.
Shine so bright, it could even blind the sun's eye. But no, hope not she, seems not the type to be pleased by the sight of such things.
At the time and the place for everything to take place, yeah. And this time will be born it faster, yeah. I'm only human, that's why I'm impatient. So listen, daughter, I don't mean to be flagrant, yeah.
You so much, have to laugh
you right now. I smile and I say hello, engage in some convo.
Maybe she would open.
Things seem to go well, then her cell phone blows. Sorry, gotta take this phone call, I have to go. I'm foiled again. My luck seems so thin. I just want to win. Yeah.
Talking to my peeps, man, I got some troubles. I'm digging this girl so much, I'm in a tunnel. Trying to make my way to a heart, I don't know where to go.
I'm at my means, and brothers, tell me what you know.
I'm trying so hard. She just seems so far from me. But that's okay, man, cause soon we will see. Yeah, and this time will be born it faster, yeah. I'm only human, that's why I'm impatient. So listen, daughter, I don't mean to be flagrant, yeah.
You so much have to love
you right now.
Girl, I want you so much have to love
you right now.
Never stop, never give me up. Girl, you're welcome.
Someday, I might be the one who makes you cry. So don't take for granted. I'll always be here. See, there's somebody somewhere that might truly need me. Is it the material thing? Say that you're happy living. True love, I'm the one who's giving. Yeah. I'm trying hard not to hurt your feelings. Oh baby, won't you step on by? Step on by. Step on by.
Step on. Step on. Step on.
And shoe and boogaloo.
Bye.
think about it, I keep the season looking out real nervous when I'm at your service. So give me that title, boy, you don't deserve this. I work like a slave to become a master, and when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted, cause I'm committed to entertainer and trainer and came or get fitted. I go and flow and throw to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional and questionable without doubt superb. So full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat. That's all she wrote. The minute that the game starts to go on, believe it's gonna be smooth sailing, so on. And I put other rappers out of their misery, get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, and see that I'm ruling. Watch them all take a fall as I sit back cooling on my throne with the bronze microphone. God, let's shout and hold his own.
Spear tracks. I know what you're thinking, nigga, throwing the weird hat. The new ain't what y'all used to. Somebody come around here, tell me why. Why should I fear rapping all of the boundaries? Oh, no, a nigga, the fan to beat tan to tan. I'm around like down the street. The sound, the heat, the crown, I keep. Many speakers, I'm banned to beat. The Indian fan to cheat out of my space. Can't crown the ends, I'm an outer space. I'm a fiend. I heard nigga flip that way. Keep it at the base, and I ain't got a minute within an hour to waste. Short in the back, cat tail to the gangster, shit without a pump on my lap. I'ma jump on the nick to win the track and act a fool. If I could be the bully after school, then I would. Damn, right, I'm good as a kid. I knock it out like shoot. You make them say fresh, I make them say ill. Then they still test, they know who the best, and it ain't ill. You ain't that ill and you ain't that real. I'ma suspend your license, ain't valid. I'ma go chill. Drug won't fill up a switch, nigga. The cup gon' fill up a microphone. Killer wanna come up on a couple hun like I'ma take it all till I die. Again, I'ma be the guy to follow with a hustle on deck like Rilo. DJ, stick it up in the playlist in a Serato. Do it like I'm doing Apollo. No hook, I got him. In the papers and the haters on the blog, all y'all like watch him, we gon' stop him. I look in the crowd and I laugh at your girl with a hand over your head like that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. The final segment of the show. Thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Madam E. I want to thank Fiza. I want to thank Iman Williams for contributing to this month's Girl Power Show. I appreciate each and every one of you. Also appreciate everybody who's listening at this moment. Thank y'all for following and being a part of the Good Butter experience, trying to grow and be better every day at what we're doing here. I hope you enjoy what we're bringing you. There's so much more that's forthcoming. Please stay tuned. I promise you there are some things that you are going to be very pleased with. I'm going to do something very, very special with the show for the anniversary. Anniversary show coming up. Two shows following this one. It'll probably be a shorter, abridged show next month. And then we'll have a very big, special anniversary show to celebrate 1 year of Good Butter. And hopefully many, many more. Next year you may see some changes to the show. Slight changes. We ain't gonna change up too much of what we're trying to do, but you may see some different things. You may get an opportunity to hear from other people in the community, people that I'm cool with, people that I'm friends with. No spoilers there. You just gotta keep listening and see what happens. Subscribe to the show. Do that on goodbutter.podomatic.com. Send me an email to fudgefactorysounds@gmail.com. Send me any music you have if you want to be featured or at least considered for the artist feature section. If you have any drops, if you have any ads that you want to run relative to music, not just anything, but relative to music, send that stuff to me. We'll chop it up. We'll talk about it. We'll see what we can do with it. We're drawing to a close for this month's show. A couple announcements before we get out of here. First announcement is, of course, if you happen to catch this before you step out this evening, Saturday night, November the 14th, Make It Quake release party at the Riot Room. And that is the album release for Deep Thinkers. It will be Deep Thinkers. It will be DJ Ice from LA. It will be Reggie B, it will be Miles Bonnie, it will be Reach, and it will also be hip-hop legend Chief Rocka Busy B. Don't miss that show. It's going to be amazing. Right down the street from where I am, effectively. 4048 Broadway. Come check us out. Following that, I will be performing for the performance arts school that I work for, Kansas City Young Audiences, on November 19th, doing something for parents and also supporters of the program. KCYA, again, is an organization that teaches arts classes to kids from all over the metro. I do a hip-hop writing and performance class, so I'll be sharing myself as a teaching artist November 19th at KCYA, which is 55th and Wyandotte, about a block east of Loose Park. So come check that out. My kids will be performing and doing a finale performance. So I'm going to make that announcement open and available because I want members of the community, members of the hip-hop community especially, but everybody else is welcome to come. But especially the hip-hop community, I want y'all to come out and support these kids because, in effect, they represent the future of Kansas City hip-hop. Not all of them will want to pursue hip-hop in that way, but I'm certain that some of them will carry the lessons that they've learned on into their future. So I really want to see a representation and support from artists in this community because ultimately they are our future. So not to get all, you know, Joe Clark on you, but that's what it is. I'm going to make an announcement. It will be in December, so I'll shoot that information out to y'all. That's pretty much where I am. Check me out, as always, at www.myspace.com/reach. Find me on Facebook as well. FudgeFactorySounds@gmail.com is the email address. Twitter.com/MCReach. Facebook.com/MCReach. And the MC is spelled out if you don't know. E-M-C-E-E. Holla at your boy. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Love y'all. Good Butter, signing off.
Good Butter Radio.